Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Broadcasting from Cincinnati, you're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. All the news from the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Lorda.
Welcome to a very special Tuesday edition of Ringside Reporter Podcast. Tonight, we're going to go over the Anthony Joshua, Deontay Wilder offer. We're kind of going to piggyback off our last show here. We'll also talk about some big news this week involving Adrian Broner, Triple G, Mikey Garcia, and Alexander Usyk. All right, but first, we're going to get started. We're going to jump right in here. Let me give you some background here. So Joe and I, we have been going back and forth since the show ended on Sunday. We've been texting each other. We've been talking, we've been texting, we've been sending articles back and forth. And we basically fall on two sides of the coin here. Joe thinks that the $12.5 million offer is a good offer. I think the $12.5 million that Anthony Joshua, Eddie Hearn, and their team offered to Deontay Wilder, they offered him a $12.5 million flat fee to fight. And I think that's just a low ball offer. And so tonight we're going to kind of argue our points and everything like that. And then we've been looking at documents and we'll share all that stuff with you. So there you go. So let's break it down here. Anthony Joshua, one more time here. Eddie Hearn offered Deontay Wilder a $12.5 million offer to face Anthony Joshua. The problem for me is that the offer is a flat fee. It's a $12.5 million flat fee. So the fight could potentially go to the moon, all right, with revenue, and he only gets $12.5 million. Eddie Hearn also said, he said roughly that's about 35% of what they expect to make, okay? 35%. He said if the fight does really well, then, well, it, you know, he could be making 20-25%, you know, percent, depends on where the fight. That's a big deal. That's a big jump. Especially when we consider that Joseph Parker just got about 30, you know, between 30-35% to fight him, you know, and he keeps harping on, Eddie Hearn keeps harping on the fact that, you know, it's five times Deontay Wilder's highest payday, five and a half times Deontay Wilder's highest payday, $12.5 million. This is the same tactic. This is the same tactic that has been used by Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao. It's been used with Canelo and Triple G just recently. They offer the fighter a flat. This is not going to work. No big fight. I mean, say what you want. Deontay Wilder is a draw. He draws a crowd. Does he draw a biggest crowd as Anthony Joshua? No, he doesn't. But he draws a crowd nonetheless. So Eddie Hearn has said that if they fight, the fight will take place in September at Wembley Arena, or Wembley Stadium, excuse me. It's at 100,000 seats, Beebe, yeah?
90,000. It's usually 80, but they added 10 more for Joshua Klitschko. So who knows what they can do for this fight.
Yeah, ridiculous. So, you know, and I don't know what the gate would be. And the other thing is, I don't know, when he says he offers Wilder $12.5 million and that's 35%, I know what that number is, but is that include gate and does that include pay-per-view? I don't know that it does. Because I believe that's the 35% that he offers both fighters, or, you know, that both fighters get out of the $12.5 million, and then the other X amount of dollars would go to Anthony Joshua, the other $23 million would go to Anthony Joshua for this fight. So, B, why don't you break it down for me? Why don't you tell me why you think this is a fair offer, and then we'll kind of go off of that.
I think it's a good starting point, and I have no problem with Deontay Wilder wanting the counteroffer. My only concern with this whole situation is people
you're giving someone a guaranteed money. Now, this is the thing. Now,
you're saying Blood Talk is down. Shocking. Let me bring on Jason here. Let me see here.
Hey, Eric, I don't hear anything. He's a fucking mental case is what he is. He's a fucking mental case is what he is. Who the fuck is Jeff Horn? I don't hear anything.
Workouts where they do those open workouts, it is nothing but a
Slammer. I just got up out the slammer. Felt we were using the phone without a camera. Clean gun, dirty handle.